Kevin Farley. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Storage Engine. I'd like to talk to you today a little bit about the backup compression feature and, most importantly, how we went about designing it, how we made the choices and the different features that we put into it. So basically, what the feature involves is taking our standard SQL backups, the streaming backups to file or tape, and compressing them in the engine before they get sent to the files. So the reason we built that was actually one of the highest customer requests we've had since I've been here. It was the number one request for customers wanting that feature added into SQL Server. So we listened to the customers, we put it into the product. The benefits that it has is that obviously it shrinks the backups, but it also makes them faster because SQL backups are almost entirely I/O bound. So the less bytes you write, the faster it goes. So that was the decision to make it. Now it comes to designing the different features and the different parameters within that feature. One of the classic trade-offs we always make in the SQL storage engine is between having flexibility and the ability to tune things to the finest degree versus simplicity. A hallmark of SQL Server has always been simplicity, ease of use, and that's balanced up against the ability to tune everything. So every time we potentially add a knob to the engine, that's a big thing that gets talked about. With compression, most compression engines have a variety of different settings for how aggressively they'll compress the data. And with the library we're using as well, there's those settings. What we did was benchmark the different settings, and we found that past a certain point, there was not substantial gain in the compression, but a lot of penalty in the CPU that was used. So we picked that setting and just made that the compression setting. It gives a good trade-off. We didn't see a lot of benefit to tuning that knob, and it's one less knob. So the settings in backup compression are on or off. Then it came time to decide what's the default setting. Is default setting compression or no compression? And again, because it does take some CPU to do the compression, we wanted not to surprise people. So the default setting is with compression off. You can set it on via the tsql backup command with compression. There's also a server level knob where you can say the default backup is with compression. That allows you to turn compression on for all of your backups without rewriting all those backup scripts. Again, ease of use, TCO changes. The next piece that we had to look at is third-party backup products. There's a number of third-party backup products that plug into SQL Server and receive the stream of backup data from us. There's a number of examples with different vendors, and they plug in with an interface called VDI. We decided not to compress the VDI stream unless it was specifically asked for, because some of those products actually examine the contents of that backup stream as it goes by, and we didn't want to break those. So if a vendor is ready to accept compressed data, they can send the request to us to send us a compressed backup stream, and we'll compress it for them. Or they have the option to do the compression themselves after they receive the stream of data. It's entirely up to them. So that gives them the flexibility to implement their product in the most efficient way for themselves. Finally, we made the choice of what SKUs, what edition to put this feature in. At the time that SQL Server 2008 came out, we were getting a lot of feedback based on SQL Server 2005, where we put a lot of features down into the standard edition that people didn't see any benefit for the extra money that they were spending on Enterprise. So I'm spending all this money on Enterprise, and I'm not getting that much value for it. So we aggressively looked to put value into the Enterprise edition with that, with the SQL Server 2008 product. So that's where the backup compression went in SQL Server 2008. Creating a compressed backup required Enterprise Edition. Any SKU could restore it. So you can take your backup of your Enterprise database, take the backup over to a Standard Edition test system, and restore it just fine, no problem. After we shipped that, we received a fair amount of feedback that people really wanted it in the Standard Edition. Even our Enterprise customers saw value, because obviously not every server is running Enterprise Edition. We heard that and reacted to it, so in SQL Server 2008 R2, the backup compression feature is now available in Standard Edition and up. So that's just another example of how we listen to what you say, we respond to it, and hopefully make the product better. Again, I'm Kevin Farley, and I hope this has been interesting to you. Thanks.